Lord knows how much we talked for, but we talked right through the panel section because we obviously had so much to talk about. I'm sat next to
Tim Wood,
who has been invigilating
Anthony Lilly.
And Twitter name is Anthony Lilly.
It is indeed.
Tim Seawood.
Tim Seawood, just to keep us on our feet there. Now, Anthony, you were talking about who's not listening, which is kind of interesting because I talk constantly about who's listening. And I do occasionally say, of course, you know, sometimes you'll throw a tweet out there. Doesn't matter how many followers you do have or what kind of network you've nurtured. Some people might not have their phones with them or looking at their screens, or they might be asleep or somewhere completely different. There's a lot of people not listening. You said that a lot more eloquently today.
Did I? I think what I said was, of all the books or all the tweets or all the websites ever made, most of them are being listened to or read by almost nobody almost all the time because there's just way too much to do. And so the big job is finding signal in all that noise.
And you said something, and I tweeted it, which means that I automatically forget it straight away. But it was about we need to be finding these niches. We need to be finding what's special. How do we do this?
Isn't that? I mean, that's you were showing, you know, ways of tracking the networks that re-amplify, that retweet, the Mavens and the connectors and all those people who do this stuff. You've got to find them, haven't you? But you've got to appeal to them. And, well, you'll do that through authenticity and through actually having something interesting that resonates with them. We're all in a million niches all the time, aren't we? What's that great thing? If you're one in a million on this planet, that means there are 5 million people just like you. I like that.
Yeah. Certainly we don't feel so special. So yeah. Make us try harder.
Yeah, let's try harder.
Tim, how were we like for invigilating?
Well, it made it kind of easy because there was an awful lot of talking. A great way to start the day, a simply dizzying amount of information, knowledge, probably quite challenging to some people. And I think there'll be plenty of discussion over lunch now, which is probably the best place for that to happen rather than in an auditorium where we're up on stage and they're down in the seats.
Definitely. I'm still waiting for the unconference where 8 hours of the day is taken up by breaks and coffee and a gorilla presenting where you do it face-to-face, like the old biblical times in the marketplace where you maybe stand on a soapbox and say what you've got to say or just have a Q&A for a good chunk of the time. We'll see if that's how the conference evolves. Who knows? I can see a lot of people writing stuff down and absorbing as much as possible from the front seats. Maybe when you're speaking to arts, you have to use an arts type style of delivery.
We should have done the whole thing in the form of performance dance or something. Expressive dance. Or...
Thank God, my heart. I thought you were going to say Second Life for a second, though, joking.
No. Yeah, I wouldn't say that. Yeah, no, one in a million makes you one of 5,000 people like you, none of whom are in Second Life. At no given moment were there ever more people in Second Life than there were watching Bolton Wanderers, which is my football team. And I would not define the future of technology based on what the people in Reebok Stadium had to say about it, even though they're a very interesting niche and will be in Wembley in a fortnight's time, you know.
Yes, more about the niche. Well, this is the Arts Marketing Association's conference, and where are we right now?
We're in the Museum of London.
And I'm going to check some of it out after I've had some of the free food.